Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Sarluis. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rondale White. Batting eighth. The DH, Jason Tyner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Matt Gourier. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kendall moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Chavez reaches third base with a triple. Kendall scores. Ellis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mauer takes first base on ball four. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Dan Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Gourier covering, for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Payton. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Morneau moves to third. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White hits a line drive towards left. Swisher catches it and throws to home to double up Morneau. Two outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Hunter. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Tyner moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castillo is 0-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyner scores. Bartlett moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Castillo. The throw from Kendall to Ellis and they have Castillo trapped. The throw over to Johnson, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kendall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ellis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley is 0-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurrier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Punto is 0-1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Maurer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarluz covering, for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier is 0-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Bartlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chavez is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton is 0-1 in the game. Payton hits a pop-up towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Maurer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Swisher out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rondell White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swisher. White reaches second base with a double. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Ayer now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Kendall moves to second. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Pat Neshek now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Punto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ellis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maurer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. Payton bunts towards the mound. Neshek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Payton moves to second. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. Scudero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Payton scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scudero moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuddy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuddy is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuddy hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiko Calero now pitching. Torrey Hunter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive towards short. Scudero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tyner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tyner moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Denys Reyes now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Punto moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Punto scores. Mauer moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Swisher. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. Cuttier scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Justin Tuchscherer now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morneau moves to third. 1 out. Rondale White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tyner strikes out. There goes Morneau. He's safe. It's 7-5, Twins. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartlett hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Ford now playing left field. Joe Nathan now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kendall strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.